we know what the problem is, and I really wish that that problem would be fixed, because we need people like Crit on the radio. We need people, man, just like Outkast said years ago, the South has something to say. The South still has something to say, and it's Crit.
Then in Hip Hop Mixtape Review, Big Crit, It's Better This Way. Before we get into the review, make sure you go ahead and follow everybody on all, across all social media, man, including Periscope. Make sure you go ahead and download Periscope and follow us, everybody, including Dead in Hip Hop, on that. Make sure you go subscribe to Dead in Sports. That's your boy FIFO, BZ, KB Eng, and the host 12 Kyle. We do a live blog talk radio show every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have a YouTube show, Dead in Sports, so go subscribe. Back to the mixtape review. Big Crit, one of my favorite artists, and he dropped this project. So I have sources now, because we are somewhat journalists, so I kind of knew this was coming out before it did, so I feel kind of cool about that. I did. You know what I'm saying? So that was pretty dope. I saw the album cover and everything before it came out. So I kind of knew this project was coming out. This right here was definitely more of a thought out project. And this is the reason why I love Crit. I feel like Crit makes music for the situations I'm going through. He drops it as I'm going through them, and that is so fucking crazy. And the song I'm talking about is Vanilla Sky. I don't know, man, I feel like he's in my brain. That's exactly how I feel right now at this point in my life, is Vanilla Sky. But going to the rest of the project, man, when this first came out, I'm just, you know, listening to it, and every single beat that I'm like, God damn, what, who made this? I look, who? Big Crit. This motherfucker, I think, is so underrated, because you're talking about somebody that makes beats, he rhymes, he mixes and masters, and he kind of talks about that with his frustration with the label of Def Jam. He's like, every time I sit down, I'm gonna hear another fucking excuse about why they're not gonna fucking give me a budget. And what does he do? Another pay cut, because he has to do it all himself. So it's cool. But this project, man, is dope as fuck. King Part 4, I think, sets it off. 86. Peace on the Chain, Shake 'Em Off, How About That Money, Nigga. Those are my joints right there, man. Why? Because that shit bumping the whip hard as fuck. That's what he makes it for. And that track booming. So yesterday, Dead in Sports, we was filming, and after we played ball and everything, you know, we was chopping it up, man. We do this even off camera, so trust me. We were listening to Keep It Booming inside of Rod's Whip. Yo, that bro, I don't got no subs. But that shit sound like he got about 215 in it. He had subs. No, it's not a shot. I said it sounded like he did. That's actually a compliment, Mike. So stay in your lane, B. Stay in your lane. Nah, it's for us car people.
That's why Rod looked up like that.
Nah, it's for us car people. It's for us car people. Look, man, the nigga got a good car. He don't need subs to bump in the whip, nigga. But anyway, Keep It Booming, man. Like that whole subwoofer breakdown toward the end. God damn. Even when I met Crit, I told him, I said, dog, like, the bass that you put in your tracks, like, that's the shit I fuck with. He is the embodiment of the South. And this particular project has so many tracks that should be on the radio. And where are we? Atlanta 404. And I don't understand how this shit just does not get any type of radio play. People don't really talk about Crit like that. But hopefully by having DJ Drama narrating this, having features like Ludacris and K-Camp, he could finally break through. And he kind of talks about that in It's Better This Way at the end of the mixtape, because it's like, it shouldn't be your ultimate goal, but it's kind of something to put on your resume to have your shit consistently played. It's still right. It's still something that's tangible, something like, yo, I'm getting my shit spinned on the radio. And he makes that music, and he is from the South, and we are in the South, and it just doesn't get played. I just don't fucking understand it. He makes great music. He makes introspective music. He makes Southern boom music. He makes music, and it's so fucking soulful at the same time. Y'all already know. I'm talking overall about Big Crit. I love this project, man. Beginning to end. One of my favorite Crit projects, man. Keep doing you. It definitely bumps in the whip.
I want to say something about the radio comments you made. It's funny, because I was like maybe two tracks in on 86, and I literally stopped it and was like, how the fuck is this not on the radio? Because it's like, you know, I understand this lyricism there, but it still sounds like it should be on the radio.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, how the fuck are they not picking this up? He's on Def Jam, this and the third. So yeah, I stopped it and said that. And then that last song was about it not being like on the radio. I was like, wow, that's crazy. Like, this album made you think about it, and then he has a song talking about it.
Exactly.
So that's like, wow, he really understands his music.
He understands
what it does and how it makes people feel.
And then the title of the track, It's Better This Way. Like, that's the ultimate thing about Big Crit. He understands himself, his position. Like, that's why his name is Crit. King remembered in time. He knows, man. He knows. This motherfucker is the truth, man. Big Crit's the truth. I'm sorry. I'll keep going if you keep the camera on.
Yeah. Agreement with Ralph, man. Like, Crit has easily become, like, one of my new, like, my favorite, like, new artists. Like, as far as that new generation, he's, like, one of them top tier dudes that I always love. And he's always been consistent. The thing I love about this mixtape, man, is, like, the fact that he can give you that soulful side, Crit, mm-hmm. that southern soulful side, and he can give you that turn up radio, Crit.
How about that
and
money,
he can give
nigga?
You that,
how about
he,
that money?
Right, we were singing that shit yesterday and shit. So, like, he can give you that, and he can give you songs like Vanilla Sky. He can give you songs like It's Better This Way, mm-hmm. which It's Better This Way and King Part 4 are easily my two favorite tracks on here, because on King Part 4, his passion and his emotion when he was rhyming, man, it kind of reminds me of the Mount Olympus when he was rhyming on that. I love when Crit be so passionate and be so, at the same time, aggressive and frustrated, and like, you can still sense his determination, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, in that track. So that's why I love King Part 4. It starts it off really well. And I mean, of course, 86, him going off the mm-hmm. year where he's born, 86. I love that joint.
Oprah Winfrey?
Yeah, Oprah Winfrey.
86?
Ain't worried about that. Whoopi Glover? Maybe 86. So yeah, I mean, it just seemed like, it's something about those mixtapes, man, that he always released. Forever in the Day. Return of Forever. King Remembered in Time. This one. I mean, it's just like, dude, like you said, always being so thought out, man. It's like, damn, Crit, he's always telling a story with the way, you know, with these mixtapes, man, that I always love. It's just like, I love it.
Like the song got me through. I definitely want to talk about this one track just real quick. Mainly because that first dude, I don't know if that's DeLorean? Okay, so that dude sound like Master P, man. When I heard him, I'm like, yo, wow, like, hold on, this voice sounds familiar. Who is this? And I'm like, yo, he got Master P in his voice. I think he's a better rapper.
Until you said it. I didn't even notice that until you said it. Until you
yesterday. Yeah, I didn't notice it until
you said it. Yeah, until you said it yesterday. I was like, damn, he do sound like Master P.
He sound like Master P. He is dope.
Dope,
and Big
better
Son.
Rapper. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Yeah, Big Son is always on the project.
I don't know.
His last project was like 2 years ago. Trill MFOG. Motherfucking OG. Bro,
I need to hear this.
Crazy project.
Yeah.
I just keeping the shit to him. I'm trying to keep that whole
I didn't know he was a project.
Because we didn't even know he was releasing. Raph didn't even tell us he was releasing a project.
Because I didn't see y'all. I saw B.
But you got B.
Like, real. Come on, man.
I'm sorry.
Like,
was the project good?
Yeah, it was good.
I'm going to listen to it. I didn't know he had a project at all.
True MFOG.
Cause every time,
I like that.
Every time when I hear Big Son, I'd be like, when this motherfucker dropping something?
Bruh.
Dude is dope. But yeah, like, I mean, at this point, I know we review Crit so much, and it's like, what can this man not do?
You know, I think even coming into this, you know, listening to this project, you know, obviously it's good, and I liked it. I love the way he set it off with King Part 4. And I would love to hear him rap more aggressively like that. I think that's cool, and that adds an extra element to Crit himself. And it shows just how versatile he is as an artist. But yeah, man, I think this was dope. The frustrations he expressed in King Part 4, the album, the title of the mixtape, you know, the last track, the sound of this project stood out to me the most. And how, you know, the beats, you know, from track to track were different. It was smooth and a turn up, and I think you guys already kind of talked about that. But I thought that was really interesting. It shows that, you know, again, highlighting his versatility as an artist. Right, and a producer, you know, because he was, you know, kind of really sample heavy, you know. And now I think he's taking those samples and taking different sounds and structuring beats that sounds a little bit different than what he's done. And like you said, you'll be like, oh, he produced that one. Word, I didn't know that. So again, he continues to improve as an artist. And, you know, the frustration and everything that he's going through in the industry, you know, with making music that is and can be played on, that can be played on the radio, and for him not to receive that radio play or the disrespect from Def Jam, mm-hmm. you know, it's why I'm glad we have this show. And being from, you know, the same city, Meridian, you know, I'm glad that, you know, again, going back, I'm glad that we have a show that we can at least highlight and talk about him to, you know, put him out there a little bit more, to put dope artists out there like more, because, you know, he does have the shine, he does have the respect from his peers, obviously with Ludacris jumping on it, jumping on the track with him and him working with other artists. But, you know, the kind of going back to the respect, man, like, we are in Atlanta and he can't get played on the radio. You know, that doesn't make sense. I know. And somebody even said that on a video once, that, you know, it comes down to that
budget.
You know, what's the budget? But I think the thing that stood out to me the most was the album cover. And I looked at the cover, and it kind of showed, like, the different paths that you go. And, you know, I think with this project, Crit is making a choice. And he was like, look, this way is not the best way for me. You know, it's better to continue to go the way that I've gone so far in my career, and you know, and just make the best out of it. It's gotten him this far. You know, why can't he take it further? You know, and that was the thing that when I looked at it, I was like, wow, you know, it really summed up Crit, you know, and his career thus far. And he'll continue to put out dope music. He's not sacrificing himself as an artist to get that radio play. It's just something that's naturally within him, because of the styles and the music that he grew up listening to. What was it? Of course, the one with Big Sean. Big Sean killed it. You know, he kills a lot of shit that he's on. But overall, man, you know, I think it's just the story of Big Crit, and I think that that's what I pulled from this tape, and where he's planning. I would guess where he's planning to take his career. You know, the music, you know, for the most part, will always be dope. It's always going to be dope. And it's like, what more can you say? And I think you said that. Yeah. It's like, what more can we say about Big Crit and the music that he puts out? But I think for me, now it's more or less the story of Big Crit. And, you know, where does he go from here? And I think, you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, see that take place. C-Town!
Yeah, I like this project. I like this project a lot. The first song isn't really what I expected to hear. Which means shit, I don't know really what I expected, because I didn't know he was even dropping anything, because Ralph didn't tell nobody.
Yeah.
He probably already
listened to that. He did have that Logic album that shit, like 9 months ago.
Right.
That shit's old news. I've already got the review notes written up. The horns and the soulful beat, and then Crit was just so aggressive and pissed off.
He was.
Angry. And I agree with Ken, I wish he would rhyme like that more often. I mean, I like every style that Crit has, because he has multiple styles, but I like that one the most.
Yeah.
When he's just fucking mad.
Mount Olympus.
That Mount Olympus, I'm just fucking pissed off. And 86 is my favorite track on this whole album, just because it's just loud, and he's just a good fucking rapper. I mean, I think it's really, when you listen to that track, I'm just saying, like, when you listen to that track, yeah, the beat is crazy. I'm like, did he do that one? Okay, the beat is crazy. But when I walked away from that track, I was just like, damn, this dude can rap. He can really,
that's
really,
when I
really
stopped
fucking
my
rap.
Player. That's when I stopped. I was like, man, what the fuck? Like, how the hell?
That second verse, man.
That whole second verse was just fucking stupid. It's just stupid. I will, then No Static. I got to talk about No Static. Because how you find Warren G? Nothing against Warren G, because I used to love Warren G. I was just like, Warren G on this album? That's crazy. But here's the thing, that beat was just so West Coast.
Yeah.
But the beautiful thing about Crit, he didn't have to change anything. He can still rhyme with that classic Southern style that he has, and it still fit perfectly over that beat. He can give you Southern, like classic, typical Southern shit.
Yeah.
And then he can even give you a classic West Coast
It's wild,
jam.
Man.
Like, it's nuts. This
it's
dude
wild. He's talented.
Is super, super talented. I will say this. There were three songs in a row that none of the songs were bad, but they weren't amazing to me. The first one was Shake 'Em Off. I wasn't super hot on that track. I didn't really like the beat all that much, but I liked Ludacris. I thought he was funny, and it didn't even really sound like him at first either.
I like that beat. It's not even strip club beat. It's like I've heard that beat before.
It
took me back to a place when I heard it. I was like, damn, this sounds familiar.
So yeah, that song I wasn't blown away by. And again, these are not bad songs. So don't start your bullshit in the comments. These are all good songs. They just didn't blow me away. And coincidentally, they were the three songs in a row. It was Shake 'Em Off, How About That Money, I Wanna Hear It. I know y'all love that song. It was mostly the hook that did not interest me. It just sounded a little bit dry to me, and it just didn't. I feel like Crit has done this song, but better.
I feel you.
You know what I mean?
Too.
And that was really all.
I feel you on that song too. It's catchy because it's like, you know, yeah, but it's not
like hearing them say it over and over again. You know, kind of pulls you in. I wasn't too high on that one.
Exactly where you're coming from. It's not like, you know, oh my God, like this is the best Chris song ever. No, he's done it. It's catchy.
He can do that.
He can do that. And make it sound good. Rap his ass off for it.
Yeah, it sounds good.
I got y'all. And then In the Darkness was another one where I was like, okay, it's a cool song, but it's not my favorite, and it's not really wowing me. But then he brought me right back with Vanilla Sky, which that song, again, that laid-back beat and his smooth-ass style. And that's the thing, it's like Crit has these aggressive, I'm mad as shit and I'm screaming at you style that's just so dope. Then he has this, man, girl, I'm trying to talk to you, like, what you doing type of style. And that shit is dope. Like, but yeah, and then from there on, it kept going. Like, Got Me Through was just dope as shit. Like, DeLorean, I'm sorry, forgive me, forgive my ignorance, but I have never heard of DeLorean until this project, but I will be looking him up because I really like the way he rhymes. Big Sean, God damn it, every time you're on a fucking track, you're dope. And thankfully, Ralph told me you had a project 2 fucking years ago that I missed, apparently, so I'm gonna check that out. And yeah, everything else on here was dope. Keep It Booming, dope. Party Tonight, booming. Better This Way was a very, very, very telling song and perfect closer for this mixtape. I really think that Def Jam is fucking up. Like, they're really letting a very serious talent go. Like, they're not promoting this dude, and they really need to be, because he's making some of the best hip hop out right now, and y'all are just fucking up. Like, you're really, really, really fucking up. But yeah, I will say this. This isn't my favorite Crit project. I don't know that this is a project that I would give somebody that was a first-time Crit listener, but as a Crit fan already, I think this is a great project, if that makes sense. I would probably recommend something like King Remembered in Time, or I'd recommend Catalactica over this. Not that it's a better project, I think it would suck more people in. This, I think, was for the people that already know Crit. Mm-hmm. This, I feel like this project was for people like us that have been sitting around being like, what the fuck is going on with Crit? Like, why is this dude not just completely skyrocketed yet? It was for already made fans. But all of that said, this is a great project. I don't really think I need to say anything else. I mean, you could have just left the shit at Ralph and called it a day. But yeah, this is a great project, man.
So, Crit, if you're watching, keep doing you.
you said a lot.
Keep doing everything you're doing. It is better this way. I'm no fucking fortune teller. I don't know how big you're gonna be. I just know you're supposed to be at Mount Olympus. You're supposed to be at the top of hip hop right now. You're supposed to be mentioned with the Kendricks and the J. Cole's. You're supposed to be synonymous with those guys. So what you're doing is gonna get you there. And you already know your place. You know you're a king remembered in time, and your time is gonna come, man. Don't change shit. There's nothing to change. There is nothing about the formula to change at all. Keep on the course, steady the course, man. Everything that you want to happen will happen.
Chris, Jesus, I mean, I'm a huge fan, man. Keep doing you. I'm gonna always be on the lookout for a Crit project, a Crit mixtape, whatever. You've had a huge fan with me ever since Crit was here. I just been a huge fan of music ever since then. With this project, I love this project as well. I just continue giving me the great thought out projects that you always map out every time, man. It's crazy. Your production, I mean, one of the most slept on producer MCs out in the game. Like, no one give you enough props.
And engineer.
That's impressive. A lot of producers, they leave the mixing and engineering crap for other people. But him doing all that, he's molding his albums, his work. That's a lot, man. And that's talented. That just shows you a test of how talented this dude is, man. But yeah, with that being said, keep doing that. Keep doing you, Crit. I love it. I'm a huge fan. I love it.
I love the progress. I love to see, you know, your evolution. Like, you continue to get better, and you continue to add to the things that you are already able to do very well. And I think that's great. And I'm interested, really, really interested in the story of where Big Crit goes from here. You know, and I love that you express yourself, and you're not like you're making it public, like your frustrations, and I think that's dope, man, and I love that you don't back down. I saw the Hot 97 interview and how they tried to come at you. You know, I like that too. Like you hold your own, and you're Southern, man, and you hold on to that, and you're prideful with it, and you know, it's not something that you're looking to mask or hide or anything like that. Like you rep, and you rep the city hard, man. You always have a place here, man. You ever want to come, you know, promote your album, just sit down and talk, man. You know, we got a spot for you.
I don't really know what else to say except for, man, look, just
shit, do you, bro?
Because I mean, there's like Rob just said, there's nothing at all for you to change. You're making some of the best. And I'm only gonna say Southern music just because, let's go ahead and put him in this bucket real quick so we can really get an understanding of what the problem is. You're making some of the best Southern hip hop that I've heard, I'll say it, since Outkast, since Scarface, since Killer Mike's older shit. You're making some of the best Southern rap. It is not your fault that Georgia is not playing your album. It's not your fault that Alabama and wherever else is not playing your album. We know what the problem is, and I really wish that problem would be fixed, because we need people like Crit on the radio. We need people, man, just like Outkast said years ago, the South has something to say. The South still has something to say, and it's Crit. I'm not throwing shots, but it's not some of these other dudes. That's not the only voice, you know, the South has. Like, let's get a little diversity up in here.
Right.
And Crit, do not change anything. I swear to God, if your next project comes out and you mumbling with some fucking Future beats, I'm gonna be so mad. Keep making this music, because at some point the world is gonna catch on. At some point Def Jam is gonna take their fucking heads out their ass and say, what the fuck have we been doing with this guy? He's been sitting in the backdrop this whole fucking time.
A gem.
We've been putting out coal. We got a fucking diamond sitting right fucking here this whole time. So please keep making this great music, and do not be afraid to be pissed off. Do not be afraid to get on your fucking album. Do not be afraid to get on your mixtape and talk that shit.
Back to the hand clapping.
Back to the hand clapping.
Talk that shit, Crit. That's all I gotta say, man. Keep making that music, bro.